You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Darts podcast. We move on to week four of the Premier League and the bandwagon rolls on to Aberdeen. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is former professional and Sky Sports pundit Rod Harrington. How are you, Rod?
Yes, good morning, Mark. I am very well, yes. Things are looking good. The sun's are shining here. We've got a blue sky. What's going on?
Yeah, the rain has finally disappeared. We've got a bit of sunshine and another great week in the Premier League.
Yeah, it'll be a great week for a few of the players, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, just have a quick look back at week three, if we may, Rod. Good news for Peter Wright. He's flying at the moment, isn't he? He's top of the Premier League table.
Do you know what, Peter Wright, he is a class player. I mean, you know, when he first came on the scene, there was people saying, you know, has he got the staying power and what have you? But I've got to give it to the guy. He is a class player, and I've said many times I think he's got a major title in him, and I'm quite convinced of that. And if you looked at the way he beat James Wade last week, he went 3-1 down. And Wade is one of the toughest players on the tour to beat. He's just so solid, doesn't very often make mistakes. He went 3-1 up with some superb darts, but then kind of lost his way for two legs. And then Peter Wright just pounced on him, took out a 1-6-4. And before Wade knew it, he was 5-3, 6-3 down. It was an exceptional performance from Peter Wright that takes him to the top of the league. And, you know, he made a real good start last year. And how he missed the playoffs the last four, I don't know. But this year he's looking a little bit more solid. And so he's going to take some knocking out of that top four, I think.
Yeah, Peter Wright's going very well. Speaking of impressive performances, Michael Van Gerwen against Adrian Lewis was one of the highlights of the night. It was kind of a back-and-forth game for the first few legs, but then Michael Van Gerwen kicked into overdrive and showed that people can't live with him when he's playing like that.
I think overdrive is the right word. He seems to do it all the time now. We had three UK Opens Friday, Saturday and Sunday up in Wigan, and he won two of those and played some exceptional blistering darts. And he just got this ability to run off four or five legs at level 12 darts, which even for the scoring power of Lewis is hard to stick with. I mean, I have to say, I spoke to Wade literally as soon as he came off the stage. He was a little bit gutted that, you know, the odd dart here and there could have turned the game completely around. He had a dart at double 16. If that had gone in, then, you know, it could have been a different game. But that's the ifs and buts of these top players. And I just felt that AD was just one dart away each leg from Michael. We know that AD's got the same ability as Michael. But at the moment, it's Michael that's heading he's world number one. And he is the tough one and he's the hardest one to beat.
Yeah, Phil Taylor's looking quite hard to beat at the moment as well. He beat Gary Anderson. He's turned his form around a little bit, hasn't he?
Yeah, well, he's happy with his darts now. I had a good chat with Phil at the weekend, and I actually said to him, you know, you're only smiling when you're winning. And he laughed at me. He said, oh, I'm happy with these darts now. And he went through them, you know, the different grip at the back, where his finger, thumb and forefinger are gripping the dart. He said, the rest of them were slipping. These haven't. They've got this special grip, and it's a new type of metal that doesn't get shiny. The flights are a little bit smaller. And it's all Phil Taylor talking himself up, talking himself into confidence, which all dart players, all sportsmen do. And he played well the weekend, didn't win one, but certainly last Thursday against Gary Anderson, he proved that Phil Taylor's back and, you know, don't take him lightly.
Yeah, Gary Anderson still without a win in the Premier League, as is Robert Thornton as well, but those two have only played two games. Just want to get your thoughts on Dave Chisnell against Michael Smith as well while we're at it, Rod. First point for Michael Smith, but should Chizzy have won that?
Well, I actually commentated on it, Mark, and Chizzy went 2-0 up, but I think with 13-11 or something like that. And you just thought that he's going to just, you know, step on the pedal and it'll be a thrashing for Michael Smith. But all of a sudden, a bit like what Wade did against Wright, Chisnell went off the boil and it gave Michael Smith a little bit of confidence and he nicked the leg, then he got another one back. And then he went in the lead. And of course, you know, someone like Michael Smith, a young man with the good scoring power, if you let him get in the lead, you know, we always say there's great leaders, but they're not so good at chasing. And that's a Michael Smith at the moment. He can lead and he got in front of Chisnell and he actually could have nicked the win in the end. But I think it proved again, Chisnell, we know, I mean, he's one of the biggest 180 hitters, you know, on the circuit. But this snatch that keeps coming into his throw, It just plagues him at bad times. And I think it cost him last week, and I think it will cost him in the future. To go on and beat players continuously, he's got to get that sorted out. And you know, I think Michael Smith will move on from here. He's got a point, so he can feel a little bit more confident. But Dave Chisnell, I think, threw 2 points away, or 1 point away, I should say.
Yeah, Michael Smith has been talking about how he can relax a little bit now after getting his first point as well. So it'll be interesting to see how he gets on. He's only got Michael Van Gogh to play this week, but never mind. Barney as well, we haven't mentioned him. What do you make of Barney's progress at the moment?
Well, that was an incredible game. I commentated on this one as well. And Barney broke Robert Thornton early on, I think one of the first two legs. And then on his throw was literally unbeatable until that last leg. Robert Thornton, I mean, there was like 25 difference in the averages at one time. Robert Thornton on Barney's legs just couldn't do anything. But on his own throw was just holding on and holding on. And to be quite honest, he could have got the draw out of Barney. But that's Barney's game at the moment. I mean, he throws some exceptional legs, but it's the consistency of leg on leg, as we say, that wins you games and is going to get you in that top four. And Barney's got to tighten up, because against someone else, he isn't going to—he's going to lose all the bad legs and he's going to lose the odd good leg. So he's going to have to tighten up.
All right. That's week three then. Let's move on to week four. We start with Adrian Lewis against James Wade in Aberdeen. It's a 10 past 7 start. Adrian Lewis 10 to 11. The draw 7 to 2. James Wade 2 to 1. Both players on 4 points in the table, although James Wade has played a game extra. What do you make of this, Rod? Could this be a tight one?
It is going to be a tight one, yeah. Although James has played one game extra, he's got a win over Michael Van Gerwen under his belt, and that can be worth 4 points come the end of this league. Yes, I mean, you know, we've got two contrasting in players. We've got Adrian Lewis, you know, the raw talent that he's got is incredible. His scoring power is incredible. He's just been looking a little bit tired for me, and he's just missing odd darts that he shouldn't be, and that's costing him, especially against Michael Van Gerwen. But James Wade, he's one of my favourite players. He's got a great throw, solid as it is. He went off the board a little bit last week, and he can't do that against Lewis. I mean, the form line says that Lewis should nick a close game, but I find it always very hard to back against Wade because of this solid game. I mean, the draw at 10 to 3 looks very inviting, but, you know, if you're going to back a winner or a loser in this game, go for the win and the other player to win at least four legs, because that is where the value, especially if you're going to back Lewis. At 10 to 11, that's a bit tight. But if you back James Wade to win four legs, which I'm quite convinced he will at least, then you've got some great value there. So, and the same on Wade's side. I mean, 2 to 1 is good value anyway. But Lewis will definitely get four legs if Wade wins. So it's going to be a very tight one. Form line says AD Lewis. But the draw, again, it's staring me in the face.
Yeah, we can do better than 100 to 30 on the draw as well. 72 at the moment for the draw in this one. And just to put the price on the other things you said there, to win and both players to score four or more legs, Adrian Lewis is 12 to 5 in that market. James Wade is 15 to 4. If I had to press you for one, would you end up leaning towards Lewis then, by the sounds of things?
I think I would have to lean toward Lewis with the form line and that extra little bit of scoring power. But again, another market I like is the 180s in this match. Over 6.5 for the whole match. I think that's great. And even over on the individuals, 3.5 for Lewis, 2.5 for Wade. I think they're good. And a bet that I always like encouraging people to have is on James Wade. He's over 95.5 on a checkout. He is very, very good at taking out just over the 100 checkouts. I think that may be a good little punt this week.
Yeah, over 95.5 for James Wade. Highest match checkout is 5-6 in there, so plenty to have a look at. Let's move on to the second match, though. Gary Anderson against Raymond van Barneveld. That's at around 7.45. Gary Anderson 8-11. The draw 7-2. Raymond van Barneveld is 5-2. Gary Anderson still searching for his first win in this year's Premier League. Barney's got 4 points. Is this a chance for Gary Anderson here?
I think it's Gary Anderson. I think he's got that extra consistency that's going to pressure Barney. We all know what Barney can do. He's a great player. Gary Anderson went straight from Dublin to Wigan, won the tour event, the UK Open event, on the Friday and placed some exceptional darts. I think that's going to give Gary the confidence. He didn't play that bad against Phil Taylor last week. I just think he was just a little bit out of sorts from the illness. But against Barney, especially if Anderson gets in front early on, I think he will push on and win this. Barney at 5-2. I mean, the Barney backers will look at 5-2 and go, that is the, you know, probably the best bet you'll get on Barney against a two-horse race. But I'm going to edge towards Gary Anderson. I just think he's going to have the bit between his teeth and needs the win, and I think that will push him on. So, and again, Barney at 95.5 on the checkout. I mean, he is at the moment king of the checkouts. 4 or 5 in most matches. So that, for me, I think that's 5-6. And again, over 6.5 on the 180s in the match seems bang on for me as well. I mean, Barney's hitting 2, 3, 5. I think he had 4 last week. And we know Gary Anderson can fire off 4 in 2 legs. So that's a good bet. But certainly leaning towards Anderson. And again, perhaps if you're going to back Anderson, look for some extra value and taking Barney to win 4 legs, because I'm quite convinced Barney will get 4 legs.
Yeah, 9-4 for Gary Anderson to win, and Barney still to get 4 legs on the board. It's encouraging, isn't it, from the weekend? Gary Anderson won the qualifier. He's qualified for the UK Open. It's signs that he's starting to come back from that illness a little bit, isn't it, as well?
Yes, I think the illness has knocked him on his back foot. Well, on his backside, I think it has with a lot of people. I don't think there's many families that have gone through the last 6 months without it. Robert Thornton has still got it. I mean, I spoke to him the weekend. But, yeah, Gary Anderson, he's back on form. He's got the bit between his teeth now with that win on Friday. And I think he's going to come out all guns a-blazing against Barney. And although he tends to make out he's lazy, he's not. He's a very intelligent dart player, as most of them are. He knows that if he can get in front of Barney early on, then he can really push the big scores into him.
All right, so siding with Anderson there. Then on to the third match, Michael van Gerwen against Michael Smith. Van Gerwen is 1-4, the draw 11-2, and it's 13-2 for Bully Boy. We've already talked about on this podcast how Michael van Gerwen's in superb form at the moment. He was very impressive in the Premier League on Thursday. He was impressive again at the weekend. And can Michael Smith get anywhere near him here?
I think he can get close, but I really cannot see him beating him. And I think that's to go with most players in the world at the moment. As we talked about just earlier on, I mean, Michael has this ability to fire off legs at an incredible pace. 11 and 12 darters back-to-back, you know, 4 or 5 of them actually, you know, in a row. His averages have been incredible. It's this consistency leg-on-leg that really wears players down. And Michael Smith at the moment just has not got that. I mean, he's still in his apprenticeship in this game. And I do think he's got a rosy future if he keeps his head up. But against Michael van Gerwen, he's going to have to get out the gate. He's going to have to hit the ground really running to be able to hold on to Michael van Gerwen. 1-4 is a bit tight, but for professional gamblers, perhaps the 1-4 is a little bit of buying money.
What kind of scoreline would you put on this? Would you say van Gerwen wins it comfortably enough, or how would you see it going?
Yeah, I'm going to say 7-3, around about that area. Also, you know, again on the 180s, over 4.5 for Michael. I mean, if he really starts to hit him, he's going to hit 5, 6, 7 180s in this match. And I know I keep saying about van Gerwen, but, you know, the 9 darter, he's going to hit one sooner or later, and they're good odds for him individually. I think everybody should do that every week, to be quite honest.
Right, this could be the week that we see a 9 darter then. Just another price I want to mention here. You reckon it'll be about 7-3. Well, Michael van Gerwen -3.5 on the handicap betting is 10-11. So you get 7-3, 7-2, 7-1 and 7-0 in your favourite in that market.
Yeah, I think that could be a good bet. I mean, I just think that he's got just too much for Michael Smith.
On to the fourth game then, the penultimate game of the night. Phil Taylor takes on Dave Chisnell. Phil Taylor is 8-11. The draw 7-2. Dave Chisnell is 5-2. Phil Taylor looks back on form. Chizzy has been playing well enough throughout the Premier League, but does Phil Taylor have a bit of a hoodoo over Chizzy?
Yes, he does. And I think, again, you know, we keep talking about the leg-on-leg consistency, and now Phil Taylor's, you know, happy with these darts. He's happy in his own head with them. You know, he's starting to smile again now. And the pressure I think he's going to put on Chizzy on that leg-on-leg is going to cause this snatch to come out. I mean, we all know Chizzy, king of the 180, especially in the Premier Leagues, but he has too many dull legs, and you're not going to beat people like Phil Taylor or Michael van Gerwen with dull legs. They're going to win all those dull legs, and they're still going to nick a couple of your good legs. And this is what Chizzy's going to have to tend with. If Phil Taylor gets out the gate very quickly, then we may see this snatch come in even more. If Chizzy can get out and get, you know, 2 legs, 3 legs clear, then his rhythm will definitely get better. He will get confident. And Chizzy in front, a bit like Lewis and Michael Smith, once they're in front of you, boy, they're hard to hold because they just keep firing at an incredible pace. But I think Phil Taylor, he may tend to just slow Chizzy down a little, a tad here, and get that consistency going. And 8 to 11, I have to say, I think that's good odds.
All right, so siding with Taylor, 8 to 11 looks good odds to Rod then. Is there any way in we can get a little bit more value? Can we squeeze any more out of Phil Taylor here?
Well, I don't think... I think it's borderline on Chizzy. He could easily, you know, get 5 or even get the draw out of it. But the 4 legs seems a bit tight. That's borderline. Phil Taylor on the 101.5 check up to 6, I think he's good. And Chizzy hit the most 180s, but that's still pretty much odds on. I think probably the 8 to 11 for Phil Taylor is about as good as you with looking for some value. And if you double that up with or treble that up with a couple of others, then I think we can find some proper value.
All right, starting with Phil Taylor there then in the penultimate game. And the final match of the night is Peter Wright against Robert Thornton. Peter Wright 1-2. The draw 4-1. Robert Thornton is 7-2. Peter Wright bidding to stay at the top of the Premier League table. Can he do it in this match, Rod?
I think he can, yes. I mean, Robert Thornton, he won the Grand Prix. He beat Michael van Gerwen last year and played absolutely brilliant. But since then, I mean, he had this bad foot injury, just got over that, and now he's got this chest infection go away. And I just think that Robert, with all the travelling, it's just tiring him down a little bit. But Peter Wright, I mean, he could travel all the way around the world and play darts every single day at the moment. He's on such a high, and he's such a good player as well. And I hope he sticks with these darts. I mean, we've seen him change darts so often. He keeps thinking he's looking for the perfection in a dart, and I can assure you that's never there. So you settle with what's as close to perfection as your head can handle. And certainly Peter Wright at the moment, and the way he beat James Wade last week and the way he's been playing for quite a while, you know, you don't play bad and beat Peter Wright. So I'm going for a Wright win. I don't think Thornton is back to full health, and I think that is one of the reasons, because, you know, Thornton's like a Rottweiler. He's one of the toughest players to beat. But at the moment, he's just lost that form. And so at 1-2, I think that's you double that up with Phil Taylor, and that's not a bad little double. Also, Peter Wright hit the most 180s. In actual fact, in the last 220 legs of everybody's play, Peter Wright is actually heading the 180s. So that's an interesting stat.
Yeah, it is, yeah. I wouldn't have expected Peter Wright to be in front there. I'd have thought somebody like Chizzy would be in front in the 180s. But
yeah.
Yeah, interesting. We've also got Peter Wright -2.5 on the handicap betting at 4-5 if you want somewhere near even money there. Would that appeal to you?
Yes, it would. Yeah, I think it would. And also perhaps Peter Wright to win the match most 180s and highest checkout at 9-4. That could be some value right there.
All right, good stuff. As usual, Rod, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit and ask you for your best bet in the Premier League. What would you go with in week 4?
Well, I'm going for some solid ones here. I'm taking the chicken's way out. I'm going for a Wright at 1-2 and Van Gerwen at 1-4 as a double. I mean, that pays just under evens. And do you know what? A win's a win, because it is tough this week. Add Taylor to that at 8-11, then you have got some value. And let's not forget the 9 data, especially on Van Gerwen. And then a few of the others with the 180s, the checkouts. You know, they're always hit or miss at times, although you go with the form on them. But this week, Mark, I'm taking the odds on way and going with those 3.
All right. Well, if you do stick Phil Taylor in there, by the way, it boosts it to 2.23-1. So that's not a bad treble, is it?
I don't think that's a bad treble at all. You know, you can go on 4 and 5 to 1s all day. They don't come up, but sometimes those odds on backers do get some value out of darts.
All right. Good stuff, Rod. It's been a pleasure speaking to you again. Enjoy week 4 and good luck as well.
Thank you very much, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.